You join me here actually towards the end of the Beyond the Visual Symposium at the Wellcome Collection. And joining me again is Aaron McPeak and Ken Wilder, the both of them who are behind the symposium. And as we come to the end of it, how has it gone for you both?
I think it's been amazing. I think the diversity of perspectives coming from different people from different disciplines, I think there's been a very strong theme emerging. For me, Find DeVee's film that was earlier on really captured that sense of a practice that integrates different levels of access, integral to the work, part of the practice, part of the kind of practice, in a way that isn't just a kind of ticking a box, but actually is generally crucial to how Fain thought of the piece, and adding these multiple kind of layers. I think it was fantastic, and that's also been replicated by some of the other presentations. So yes, I think it's been really great.
Including your own, in terms of the piece that you were talking about, Quorum. For me, the symposium's kind of gone in lots of different directions, but this underlying theme that access and inclusion in all sorts of, obviously Carmen who from Canada is talking about where he comes from, that it's stolen land. So that needs to be recognised and included not just in the showing of work, but in the production of work. So there's been a real range of perspectives from psychological, philosophical, practice-led, institutional critique. We're probably not in a good condition to ask us to answer intelligent questions because our brains are kind of fried at this point.
But, and there's also been some really good discussions, slightly political at times, which is always good, but some great sort of interaction with people who are delivering the presentations, but also from the floor as well. Are there any key sort of points from some of those discussions?
I think then those provocations, if you like, are really important in a way. We don't want to hide those. And you know, I think we all think institutions should be held to account. You know, there is, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get in trouble, but, you know, institutions often foreground their range of kind of access. I'm thinking of universities, etc., where it appears on the front page of their website. But then they don't instigate change at very simple levels, you know, in terms of getting expenditure paid, getting your expenses paid. They have forms that are impossible to kind of negotiate. You know, so it has to run through an entire organisation. It can't just be a kind of publicity exercise on the behalf of the kind of institution. So we welcome those kind of provocations. But also the really positive examples of artists that are making work like Carmen that engage access as its central theme.
Yeah, I think access has become, in the last session, which was quite a long number of presentations in a row and then a discussion, but access has been presented as this thing that's tagged on, we ought to do this. And I think it was unanimous that if it's integrated into both commission and production thought processes and actually physical processes, then it becomes something else. At the moment, access is a bit of a pain in the bum for institutions and also for bureaucrats because it gives us something to measure and it shouldn't be something we measure.
And I know you're obviously both going to be working on collating all the information from the symposium and putting that out as well and gathering that all together. What's next for the network?
Well, the network is due to end in January, so we allowed ourselves time to collate all this material. We have 3 days of workshops also, which is a lot of transcribing to do. So we have this rich body of material now with 2 days of the symposium. So gathering that, making that as accessible as possible, putting out podcasts, etc. So we'll be working on how we format that. But also we want a publication. And we have had kind of discussions with the publisher about publishing. So that in the next stage we'll be inviting people to. But I think more importantly, those networks we set down will continue, those connections.
Yeah, they are.
And they're growing. You know, I've had so many people come up and give me their email today. So it's fantastic. There's a kind of sense that this network is just going to grow. So there will be follow-ups.
And lots of the relationships between people that have participated, so they'll be scheming to do what they want to do as well. So I think there's lots of, it's much more productive than simply what we document or evaluate. There's a lot more goes on beyond that.
So there's going to be a real legacy for the symposium and the network, I suspect, as well.
We certainly hope. You know, and we never held ourselves out to be some kind of experts, you know, on the subject. It's not about that, actually. We're just offering a forum for those discussions to kind of take place. You know, and we're aware that they're going on in different places. But I think there was a particular remit of this conference, which is, you know, addressing contemporary art, opening up new ways of engaging, and access being integrated in new ways as part of the kind of work itself, that I think is really exciting. And I think we can say that, you know, we've contributed something, albeit perhaps small, to that debate.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Ken and Aaron, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I look forward to hearing more about the content and the podcast and everything else. Thank you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.